Okay. Top of Lamed Hey, Tanu Rabbanan. So now the Braisa, the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa to explain to us how we know that pre-Eitz Hadar, that's mentioned in the Torah, is the Esrog. All the Rishonim point out that we know pre-Eitz Hadar is an Esrog because it's a Mesorah, Biyadenu, it's never changed. They're trying to see if you can prove it out from the Psukim. So Tanu Rabbanan, pre-Eitz Hadar, what's a pre-Eitz Hadar? So that's Mashma and the Eitz. Shetam etzo v'piryo shava. A wonderful tree, you know, a beautiful tree is a tree whereby the fruit and the tree itself have the same taste. Because that, I think that means because that was the purpose of creation. The first one was, you know, to have the tree and the tree the same. So this one has it. Havei omer ze esrog. That should be, remember, that should be the esrog. Mar says, really? That's the only one? The ema pilpilin. Maybe we're talking about these peppercorns. Peppercorns also. Kidasanya, now how do we know that they are a pre? Kidasanya, Hay Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir would say, Mimashma Shenemar Unitatem Kol Eitz, Eini Yodeshu Eitz Machal. This is coming by my Orla. By something that's Chayav Orla, the Pasuk says, the full Pasuk is, Unisatem, Vichisavo El Aretz, Unitatem Kol Eitz Machal, Orla Temer Larso, Esper Yo, Saloshanim Yelechem, Arelim Hu Lo Yechel. So they ask in the beginning, it says, Kol Eitz Ma'achal, a fruit-bearing tree. But we know it's a fruit-bearing tree because we're talking about not eating its fruit. Right. So what's the added word of Eitz Ma'achal? So just say Eitz. So Ne'emar v'letatam kol Eitz, inudeshu Eitz Ma'achal, matam alomar Eitz Ma'achal. So what does Eitz Ma'achal come to teach us? It comes to teach us Eitz shetam Eitzo v'piryo shove, that you're also chayef in Orla, there's an Orla issue with the tree, that has its eitz and its peros shaveh, havei omer ze pilpilin, and that's going to be peppercorns. Apparently, the peppercorns and the what it grows on tastes the same. Lulamed to come teach you sheh pilpilin chayev orla, chayev orla. You come teach us pilpil is chayev and orla, and it comes to teach us ve ein eretz yisrael chas seira klum. That eretz yisrael has everything, even these peppercorns. I wish they should, because I'm not sure how you learned that. Rashi says. All right, so Ne'emar, well, no, it says Ne'emar Shelo Sechzar Cholbo, right? It's Eretz Shelo Sechzar Cholbo, that it has everything, but it has approval. It even has, I wish it had oil, but it even has these peppercorns, right?
Sure, we found
gas. Yeah, gas is good, but oil will be nice.
It has.
Yeah, oil will be nice. Anyway, so...
We just gave that away.
That's true. It's true. So... Gemara says, so maybe
we know it's a
so maybe pre-Eitz Hadar,
oil as in the black gold.
The stuff that the crude stuff that you can sell for a couple dollars a barrel.
Yeah.
So Hassam, the reason why it can't pre-Eitz Hadar can't be the pilpilin, we shouldn't blow Asher because it's impossible. It's impossible for pilpilin to be considered the pre-Eitz Hadar. Number one, hechin of it. So what are we gonna do? What are you gonna do? We take your lulav, your atasim, your rabos, and a peppercorn. Right, nidkot chada, you're going to take one, lo minkor l'kichasa. You can't recognize, it's not a recognizable l'kicha, you're taking a piece, it's a peppercorn, it's nothing. So nidkot trei l'klasa, so you're going to take two or three? So he says, can't be, because pre-echad amar rachmana, lo shnayim v'shalosh peros. Hilkoch lo efshar, it probably says pre-echad amar, which is one. In order to make it a l'kicha that makes sense when it comes to pilpul, you have to take multiple, and multiple is not in the pasuk. Tosos asks an interesting question. Tosos says, Rashi explains what the Havamina is when it comes to pilpilin. So Rashi says, Chayavim Be'orla, the third line, the low tame of minyarikul. Don't say it's a vegetation, and therefore it'd be putz from Orla. Mipnechu eight shafak min rotem shenu govim al-aretz, because it's a very low bush, it's a very low tree. Don't say it's a vegetable. You have to say that it's Chayavim Orla because it's still a yerik. So Tosso says, Vikasha, he asks on this parish, he says, Vikasha, second wide line in Tosos, the Loba Hakitalium mill, so that's not the reason why it's considered that we're learning that it's Orla. Right, Vikam Eitan Shvelim Haim, Shishlem Torus Elon. There are plenty of low trees that are low fruits that come from trees. Eloh Hainu Taimo, what's the reason? Mishun Darmin with Paraglass of the Yoma, we learned at the end of Masechus Yoma just a few weeks ago. Kas pilpili be Yom Kippur potter. It said over there that if you chew these peppercorns on Yom Kippur, you are potter. Uparich, so mashma that it's not a food. And they asked from this Gemara, Uparich may have the pilpulin chayavim v'orla. And they asked the pilpulin are chayav v'orla, mashma that they are food. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, "Mishani hayder tifto, hay be avesta." The soul kodaito came in the sofa liyavesh afilu retifto paturin. Basically, the peppercorns are they come out as moist and they're dry to become the spice. So if you eat them, they're chayiv. In when you eat them when they're dried out, you're not chayiv because it's too much of a spice. It's not eating it by itself. It's not something that's nechal. It's the lapos, but it's used as a dip. So the Gemara thought that maybe since sofo, it's supposed to be something not edible. So now, when it is edible, it would be chayiv orla. K'mashmalan that it is chayiv orla. Okay. So now Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Al tikri hadar, where it says pre-eats hadar, don't call it hadar, ela hadir. Call it a hadir. What's a hadir? A hadir is a corral. So madir, just like a corral, yeshbo gedolim katanim, a corral has all different types of animals. It has big ones, it has small ones, tamim balmulim, perfect ones, and those who are blemished. Hachinami, so too, we're talking about a tree, an eitz, that has yeshbo gedolim katanim, tamim balmulim, that is big, small, blemished, and unblemished. The one says, wait a second. Esrog tree is the only tree that has big fruits and small fruits, blemished fruits, and every tree that has that. Every apple tree, anything that has that, has different types of fruits. So, atu shar peros lespu gedolim katanim tamim balimumin. So, one says, no, ela hachika amar. Don't say big and small of the same year. The esrog tree, if you leave the esrog on the tree, if you leave all the fruits on the tree, they fall off, they come around, they fall off. The esrog tree continues to grow. The esrog continues to grow year to year. So, what does it mean, big and small? Ela hachika amar. Ad shabayim katanim. Until the small ones, meaning the new produce is growing, a dying gedolim kayamim. Even the bigger fruits from last year are still there. The Rashi says hachik amar atzibam katanim klomar ha gedolim katanim lav shoshana achas kamar. We're not talking about gedolim katanim of the same year of the same cycle. Ela gedolim she estakeid gedolim of yesteryear v'katanim shoshana zo and the katanim of this year. Right, she esrog dar v'gadal v'ilan shtayim v'shaloshanim. The esrog can sit and grow on the tree 2 or 3 years. So we get these bigger and bigger esrog. They keep getting bigger. U'kishaboyim v'chontim shal achshav. And when you finally come and take off now, adayin gedolim de eshtakei kayamin bo. Well, sorry, when they're pruning, when they're growing the new cycle, the old one is still on the tree. That's only the esrog tree. That's how you know it's esrog. So Gemara says, "Vo Omer, al tikri hadar with two." Kamatzes, Ella Hadar, meaning the one who lives. A pakach under the hay and a kamatz under the dalet. Hadar. Not sure how Israelis would read that. Ella Hadar. Right? Davar Shadar be Ilono Mishana Lishana. It's something that lives on the tree, right? Hadar that lives on the tree year to year. We must same idea. It's the esrog that lives to go from one cycle to the next cycle. Benazi Omer, Al Tikri Hadar, don't read it Hadar. Ella Idur. Read it Idur. Shekane Bilashon Yevani Korim Lamayim Idur. Right, when it comes in Greek, they call Mayim Hidor, which is like similar to hydro. Right? Everything hydro is for water. What does that mean, Idor? The Ezohi, right? Which tree is water, right? Shagadal al Mpol HaMayim, that needs a lot of water. It can grow with a lot of water, irrigation water, rainwater. Esrog trees, I guess, need a lot of water. Haviyom is an Esrog. That is an Esrog. So with these play on words, they're able also to prove that the pre-Eitz Hadar is the Esrog tree, despite the fact that there really is no need for a proof, because I'm all the way going back to Yeshua ben Nun, we know that the pre-Eitz Hadar is the Esrog. Okay. The Mishnah then said that the Esrog of an Asherah, or the Esrog of an Iridachas is possible. So my timer, what's the reason why? Gemara says, Kev under the Sreif Akai, since it's destined to be burnt, it's destined to be destroyed, Katuti Mitlat Shirei, it's as if its shear is diminished, and it's not there. It's minimum. You look at the esrog as what it will be. With the halachic of this esrog is to be destroyed. Therefore, we view it as destroyed, and therefore it's not there. You can't use it because it's missing a shear. Because it has no shear. Because it's a zero. We said the same thing when it came to the lulav and the alasim and the revas. The same idea. So my time came. Let's repakai ketuti miklat shiure. And then we said shall orla apostle. The esrog of an orla is possible. Meaning the first 3 years. Of the tree, it would be possible. So my timer, what's the reason why orla is possible? Those who ask, I don't say what the reason why. Just say also because you have to burn it, you have to destroy it. Okay, this is my timer. Pliga baro b'chia bar avin rabasi. The machlokshin of b'chia bar avin and rabasi. Chadam, and the reason why you can't use it is because l'fi she'ein bo heter achila, because you cannot eat it. The Torah says lachem, right? You take lachem, and if you can't eat it, then I guess it's not considered a lachem enough. You don't have enough control over the item. Another reason he says is because it's not worth anything to you. Therefore, it's not lachem. It has no value. You don't own anything, so it's not lacha. I mean, it has no value. So the difference is whether the reason why is because lefisha ein ba heter achila or lefisha ein ba din mamon. Right? Rashi says lefisha ein ba heter achila. V'rachmana amar lachem haraoi lachem bechol darchei chanaso. Has to be yours. Any way they can, you can use it. And if you can't eat it, you can't use it. And the other one says lefisha ein ba din mamon she'ena shavu pruta. It's not worth anything to you. Di'isur hanohu because you can't use it. Right? Hilka lav shalchemhu. What?
What the hafmi is you
know? What would be the
Aser
Brahma? Aser Brahma. Mitzvah Slavon Hem doesn't know. So, we may, Hanan doesn't play a role. The Hanan plays a role only to remove it from the category of Lachem. So, Kasal Kadaita. So, right now, the Gemara assumes, Man de boy heter achila lo boy din mamon. Man de boy din mamon lo boy heter achila. That's a mutually exclusive shitas. If I hold that lo boy din mamon, if I have a reason why that's no good because it doesn't have a heter achila, so if I can find a heter achila, even though I don't have a din mamon, I could use it, and vice versa. So they're exclusive. So the Gemara says, but they have a problem because Tanan. We have the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the esrog shall truma tameya, esrog of truma tameya, right? So tamei truma, right? Pasul. That would be pasul. So bishlama lamanda amar, according to manda amar, who says lifi she'ein ba heter achila. The reason why the orla esrog is no good, because it doesn't have a permit to eat, so Shapir. They understand why the Truma Tumeya would be possible also, because it also doesn't have a Heter Achila. There's no Heter Achila for it. But why is there no Heter Achila? Oh, because you cannot eat Truma. Right? It can't eat because it says, what?
No,
no one can eat it. Even a Kohen can't eat it. Even a Kohen can't eat Truma. A Kohen can eat regular Truma. But a Kohen can't eat Truma Tumeya. So that's why there's no heter achila. But and el leman da amar lefisha ein ba din mamon. According to man da amar, the reason why you can't eat the orla esrog, you can't use the orla esrog, is because it doesn't have any value. So why would the esrog amai? Why would the esrog of a truma tameya be possible? How you masika tachav tashilo? You have it has value because you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to use it. You're allowed to burn it up and use it as firewood. Right? Masika tachav tashilo. Rashi says el leman da amar lefisha ein ba din mamon. Aval heter achila lo ba'inam. We don't need a heter achila when we shum din mamon kmina be'lachem. Hey, mesikla lezo tachas tashilu kedamrinon in Shabbos titen lo velo la'oro mechlal de bas orahu. You can burn it. So if you can burn it, it has din mamon because it has some value because it can be used. So if it has value, you should be mutter to use it. So why are you not allowed to use it? So the Gemara says no. Ela beheter achila kulam lo pigla de ba'inam. They all require that you have to have a heter achila. The question is, do you also have to acquire that you can get benefit from it? Is it only one limitation, or is it a double limitation? Ela beheter achila kuli amalo pliga de inon. Keep pligi within mamon. There are machlokas regarding whether or not you also need that the esrog has a din mamon. Mar saver heter achila ba inon. One mandomer says all you need is a heter achila. Once you can find the heter achila, then you're good to go. But when it comes to the truma tameya, you don't even get off the ground because you don't have the heter achila. And man, right, mar saber heter achila ba'inan, but din mamon lo ba'inan, or mar saber din mamon nami ba'inan. You need both criteria in order to be able to use it as an esrog. So when it comes to the orla, one man damer says, I guess, one man damer would say that, I guess it's just enough. It's just enough that you don't have the heter achila. And one man damer would say, not only do you have to have that you don't have heter achila, you also don't have the heter mamon. When it comes to chuma temeya, when it comes to Truma Tumeya, so we would say it's because you don't have a heter achila. Who cares that you can use it? You don't have a heter achila. It doesn't even get off the ground. So my benayu, so what would be the practical difference between the two? Iki benayu, maiser sheni shevi Yerushalayim, aliva de Rabbi Meir. What happens if you have a maiser sheni esrog in Yerushalayim, where you're allowed to partake of it? According to Rabbi Meir, it's not considered your mamon. So you have a heter achila, because you definitely can eat maiser sheni in Yerushalayim. So you have a heter achila. The question is, do we view Maeser Sheni as your property, as your mamon? Rav Meir says no. Therefore, you would not be able to use a Maeser Sheni esrog in Yerushalayim for your esrog. But according to the Chachamim, Ika b'nayim Maeser Sheni Yerushalayim lead Rav Meir. Lamanda amar lefish ein ba heter achila, hare yesh ba heter achila. You can eat it, so you can use it. But lamanda amar that lefish ein ba din mamon, they don't have a din mamon, Maeser Sheni mamon gavohu. According to Rav Meir, Maisha Sheni is categorized as Mamon Gavoa, therefore it's not yours. So even though you have a Heter Achila, you still may not use it as your Esrog because it doesn't have a Din Mamon. But according to the Chachamim, Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim is not considered Mamon Gavoa. It's considered Mamon of the Bailim. So if you have the Heter Achila, you have Heter Achila, and you also have it being Mamon Bailim. So you'll be able to use it with Choladeus according to the Chachamim. Okay.
If you hold it though, how do you do that?
Okay, so this is the Maisha Sheni fruits that wasn't poda. I brought it to Yerushalayim. I brought the actual Esther to Yerushalayim.
Right, but you have no intention even in Yerushalayim to do something.
But until that moment, Rav Meir calls it to be Mamon Gavoa, because at this moment in time, it's not yours. You didn't exchange it yet. Well, Chachamim disagree. That potential is not sufficient for Rav Meir. Okay. So now, basically, we just had the machlokas between Rabbi Chiya, Bar Av, and Rabbi Asi, but we didn't figure out who holds what. So the Gemara says, "Tastayin to Rabbi Asi, the Amar Lefisha Ein Badin Mamon." We can prove that it's Rabbi Asi who's the one who holds, and you also have to have. Basically, say we also have to have a din mamon. They all say you need the heter achila, but you also have to have a din mamon. That is Rabbi Asi, the Amar of Asi, because Rabbi Asi says, "Esrog Shomai Shasheni," which is exactly what we just said now. The Esrog of Shomai Shasheni, the Divrei of Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that it's Mamon Gavoa. A person will not be yotze his chiyuv on yontov. Why? There's a heter achila. Must be because he also holds you have to have the mamon on the esrog. And the Rechah Chamim, according to Chamim, Adam yotze yidei chavasa b'yontov. A person would be able to use the Maisha Sheni esrog in Yerushalayim on yontov because it has a heter achila and it has a din mamon because they don't view it as mamon gavoa, they view it as mamon bailim. This time, and therefore we can prove that it's Rav Asi is the one who holds that you also need to have a din mamon. Not just a heter achila, but you also need to have a din mamon.
You can eat,
wouldn't eat
your
esrog,
you can't add esrog on
such a thing. What are you eating? I'm talking about using. No, to use it. It has a heter achila, because Maiser Sheni is mutter b'achila.
But you wouldn't,
because you have to use
it. I'm saying it's not yours.
You can eat anything that's Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Well, why would you do it? You need it for Lulav and Esrog right now. The fact that it has the potential to be eaten means that it's yours, and therefore you have Bailim on it, it's Lachem, and therefore you can use it. If you don't have the Heter Achilo, then it's lacking the Lachem.
And it's
any produce in Maisha Sheni in Yerushalayim, you can eat it. If you have, you need two. Right. So there's a machlokas. That's the machlokas. Does lechem mean only that you have to have a heter achila? Does lechem mean that not only a heter achila, but you also have to have a din mamon?
Which is also defined
as lechem. How expansive is the definition of lechem? That seems to be the machlokas.
Right, but heter achila, if it wasn't your esrog,
is this an item that you're permitted to eat? Truma, I'm not permitted to eat. My kashani shlaim, I'm permitted to eat. I don't see. What's the question?
It's your esrog. You're not going to eat your esrog.
Of course you're not going to eat it, because you use it. But if I had two, I can eat one.
Right.
But then he's asking, are you allowed to eat an esrog on
soy? Why not?
Why not?
That's what I don't understand.
Why not?
You're allowed to eat an esrog.
Right. If you have only one, you're not going
to
do it.
You use it.
Right. If you eat somebody else's, and he doesn't give you permission, and you stole it from him also. But, all right. So, Gufa. Amar Ravasi. Ravasi said, we just said before, Esrog Shal Maisha Sheni, if you have an Esrog of Maisha Sheni, the Divrei Meir, coins of Meir, who holds that Maisha Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, Ein Adam Yotze Bo Yidei Chavosu B'Yantav. The person cannot use that as an Esrog of Maisha Sheni on Yantav to be Yotze Yischov. The Divrei Chachamim, according to Chachamim, hold that Maisha Sheni is considered Mamon Bailim, then Adam Yotze Bo Yidei Chavosu B'Yantav, because it has a Heter Achila. And he says, Matzah Shal Maisha Sheni. So you have matzah made for Maisha Sheni produce. Again, the Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is in Yerushalayim, the Divrei Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam Yotze Yechov Chazos Yidei Pesach. You can't be Yotze Yechov on Pesach. Again, we'll see there must be a Lachem when it comes to matzah. The Divrei Chachamim, Adam Yotze Yidei Chavos on Pesach. A person can use it. And the final din, Isa Shal Maisha Sheni. You have a mixture of dough of Maisha Sheni. The Divrei Rabbi Meir, Petum and Chala. It's Patur from Chala because it's not yours. Therefore, it's not yours. You don't take challah. But Chachamim would say chayavis b'challah. You wouldn't be obligated in taking challah because we'll see. Because they can get hold of mamon bailim. So maskev la Rav Papa. So Rav Papa now asks Rav Asi. I understand a few of these halachas. Fish from Isa. I understand Isa of Maisha Sheni that according to Rav Meir it would not be chayav and challah. The ksev reishis ariso seichem. It says your flour. So since you say that you have to have a din, since you say it's a lachem according to Rav Asi means both. Means heter achila and mamon. So forget the fact that you can eat it, but it doesn't belong to you because it's mamon gavoa, right? And the same thing when it comes to esrog nami, dixiv lachem. So you have to take it. It has to be Mishalchem. El Matzah, why, according to Rav Meir, is there a psul in Matzah, Majesheni, in Yerushalayim? It has a heterachila, and who needs Lachem? Where does it say Lachem? Miksiv Matzaschem. It doesn't say Shivas Yomim Matzaschem Tochelu, it's Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu. You don't have this barrier of Lachem. So Amar Rav Bar Shmuel, the Itema, Rav Yemer Bar Shelemya, Asya Lechem, if you make a Gzeir Shava of Lechem from Challah. And Challah, we said, it requires Lachem. So Ksiv Hacha, when it says by Matzah, it says Lechemoni. Well, Ksiv Hassa, when it says by Challah, it says Vahaya Ba'achalchem Mi Lechem Aretz, Tarimo Truma. So Malahala, and just like over there, we prove by Challah that you require Mishal Lechem below Mishal Maiser. Again, it's only according to our mayor. Abkan, so to here, when it comes to Matzah, Mishal Lechem below Mishal Maiser Sheni. It has to be yours. So according to Rav Meir, you would not, still, according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Asi in Rav Meir, you would not be able to use Maiser Sheni Matzah in Yerushalayim on Pesach because it's missing in Belachem. Because he says you can have the Chiyav of Belachem, Zeir Shava, from Chala. Okay. What do you mean it's not what? It's Maiser Sheni.
What? Yeah,
you can eat it though. But you don't have to call Mama Gavoa because it's Maiser Sheni according to Rav Meir. Right, it's my shame. That's only according to Rav Meir.
Does that mean that you're saying that somebody else is saying you?
No, that's a difference. They give it to you. They give it to you. It's matana. They give it to you. It all comes to yours.
So does it have to be?
It comes to yours. Yeah, it's, I mean, they always have that too. Like you have a meatball. You punish a woman with a meatball that you're at somebody else's table with. Someone else. Yeah, I remember Raj was talking about that. That's someone's table. However it becomes yours.
Counterintuitive.
I mean,
he's supposed to eat it. I mean,
what?
It's yours to enjoy in
your
Yerushalayim. So why can't
we? Because it's not yours. You're allowed to eat it, but it's not yours. Not yours. It belongs to Gavoa.
But if someone steals it, they pay me back, or they pay.
I would say the quarter of mayor, they probably not.
Time to check the gun.
Probably have to pay back the Gizbar. If you take it all the way. Or you could say that there are different levels of ownership. It may be yours in the context that. It's you. I mean, right? Property is always a bundle of sticks. Depends on how many sticks you. What parts you own? You own it. Legabe this, but not legabe that. Okay. Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel the Itim Rav Yehin Bar Shel Lemya. Oh, you did that. Okay, that was the Gzeir Shava. So Lema Misayele. Let's say that we have a support for Rav Asi. Right. Again, the support for Rav Asi. That what? That according to Rav Meir, Doe of Maaser Sheni would not be Chayav in Chala. Because we learn in the Brisa, it says Isa Shomai Shasheni Pitur Minachala Diver Rav Meir B'Cham Om Chayavas B'Chala. We have a support because it says so. The Gemara says Misayele. That's a support. He. That's what do you mean? That's the actual statement. That according to Rav Meir, Chala Maaser Sheni is not Chayavas in Haprashas Chala. Don't say I have a support for it. It's the actual statement. So the Gemara is not saying no. I have the actual statement in Gabe 1, but Rav Meir said Rav Asi said it didn't in Rav Meir in three instances. So. There may be this difference between the Chala case and the other two instances. Ella mi de baha pligi baha nami pligi. We learn. Do we say that since they argue, we brought a brisa that says Rav Meir Chama argue by Chala? Does that mean they argue as well when it came to matzah? What's the other one? When it came to matzah and esrog? O dilma shani isra. Maybe you can say that the isra of Maaser Sheni is different. The amakra ariso sechem trei zimni. You might have thought. Because it says it has to be yours twice when it comes to the challah. It says Ariso Sechem twice. So one would be that it has to have Heter Achila, and one would be that it has to be your mammon. And that's the only case. But when it comes to Esrog, it doesn't say Lachem twice. It only says once. So maybe you only have to have one criteria. I don't know, according to the way we're learning out now, the matzah was learned from Gzeir Shava of Ariso Sechem. So matzah would have the same din. Of the double Ariso Sechem, so you would know that anyway. All right, so that's that. According to whether or not, again, this all started when we said that the esrog of an orla is pasul. We tried to figure out what the reason was of the psul. Was it because it didn't have a heter achila, or was it because it didn't have a din mamon? And then we answered. We said no. Everyone agrees it has to have a heter achila. The question is whether it also has to have a din mamon. So Tosos asks, Tosos Dib Rasta Lafi. Tosos says, well, down a couple of lines, Im Tomar, Gabe Lulav Shel Asherah, Vishal Imnidachas. When it came to the Asherah, it's things that had. What? Toast Dimas Lafi. Lafi. You have to flip the page back to Amud Aleph. Right, just turn the page over. Even you only have to turn the page over once, because you're probably only on article folio one. Okay. So he says, "V'im tomar gabe lulav shaloshevra v'shalirni dachas lamelon tamon demichla shiura." Why do I need this whole time that even though it's here, it's not here because it's so full of yisareif? Just say typically mishum to be inan din mamon that you need a din mamon. You have to have value, right? And the asheira doesn't have value because it's asur b'hana, right? Even if you would say that when it came to Esrog, you don't need the din mamon, that's because the ikar of the Esrog is for achila, so once you have a heter achila, you're good to go. Aval lulav, the less by achila, when it came to an lulav, there's no heter achila. Ksiv lachem di day, the inyan din mamon. You require din mamon. There's no value here because it's going to be burnt. Don't come onto this halachic fiction that since it's going to be burnt, it's as if it's not here, it's standing right here. But just say, even though it's standing right here, it has no value. That's why it's...
It wasn't according to everybody. Only Rav Meir holds you need
no. So we ask according to that Shita, which is Rav Asi's Shita. It's Rav Asi. Rav Asi says, extends the Shita into Rav Meir. But according to Rav that Shita that you require, why don't you say that it's because it doesn't have Din Mamon? What do you have to go into this whole thing of this halachic fiction? The Yesh Lomar, so one answer Tosa says, did not the Mikhla Shi'urik the Elisal Yom Tov Sheni. Lachem is only a requirement on the first day. So you have to come on to that second reason about Michtat Shiuri to say it's possible even to use on the second day of Yom Tov or throughout Chol HaMoed. So Tosfos asks again, the Imtomar Esrog Shel Orla, when it comes to the Esrog of Orla, Tepukle, don't use it the way we have it now, Tepukle Mishum the Michtat Shiuro, the Mitzvah So Besreifa, the Kachash of Lebetshuma, that it's a Sreifa. So when it comes to the Esrog, now he's asking the other way. Okay, so I already had the din of mitzvah shiura. So why am I coming on to this whole thing of heter achila and din mamon? The esrog of a shever has to be burnt. So why are you coming to tell me that? So that Gemara said, right? He says when v'yeshom esrog shel orla tepukle the mitzvah shiura the mitzvah of a shreifa. This was the answer. V'yeshlomar, he says you're right. Ein achanami esrog of ein achanami. Go further down. V'yeshlomar, you see that the vade lo hayot tzarich. You don't need these reasons for the Esrog Shel Orla. Ein Achanami, the Esrog Shel Orla can't be used because Mitat Shiure. But we're giving these different answers of Heter Achila or Din Mamon because we need that to go into the case of Maaseh Sheni. So we're going to have the Machlokas and Orla to go prove it out into Maaseh Sheni. It says, V'yishlomar, Davadi, lo hayat tzarech elab, nechku bahanak tamei, le'inyan Orla, v'yishun anaf minei, le'inyan Maaseh Sheni. Because it's going to come, give us into the... But basically, Tosis is saying, Ein Achanami, you have another reason. You don't have to come on to this answer. You can just use from the Michlat Shiuri. Tosis is bothered. You have the same Isser on an item of, and one. Why are you learning one to one this way in one place and this way in another place? Tosis trying to come up with some sort of answer. The answer is that you're right. Ein Achanami. I don't have to learn. I don't the Esrog of the Maaseh Sheni. Right, the esrog of the orla is pasul because of michtat shiure, because it's not allowed to get hana from it, and therefore it's not here. So why do they come on to this whole issue of pligiba? Maybe it's because of heter achila. Maybe it's because of the levitin mamon. Only the reason why you did that is because you want to pull out that once I learn that, I can learn out the nafkamina to maaseh sheni. Because maaseh sheni has a heter achila. Once it has heter achila, it's not michtat shiure. So why would that be pasul? Would it not be pasul only if you hold about the din mamon or the din and the din achila? Right, that's. Okay. Then the Mishnah said that if you took im natal kshev, if you took an esrog of truma tahora, right? If you took truma tahora, no, I skipped a lot. Of truma temeya, right? An esrog of truma temeya, that is pasul. Why is that pasul? Because according to everybody, the lesbei heter achila. There's no heter achila. No one can eat truma temeya. You can't eat truma temeya because it's truma, and a kohen can't eat it either. So there's no heter achila. Therefore, it's pasul. Doesn't even get off the ground. I don't think a Kohen is allowed to eat Shuma Temeya at all. Even a Kasher, even a Tara Kohen may not eat Shuma Temeya. Shuma Temeya is to be burnt.
But there's a ticket on all this stuff.
What? A Shuma Temeya?
Yeah, but just give it.
Yeah, but if it's Tamei, then even giving it to a Kohen doesn't get off the ground because no one has a permit to eat Shuma Temeya. Shuma, we'll get into a moment. We're just talking now about Shuma Temeya. Well, the Shuma is Tamei, right?
You can't rectify that by...
No, it's tummy. There's no heter achila on tummy. Even if I gave it to the Kohen, so now who can eat it? Nobody.
No, I'm saying that you can't just use this to give it to something else.
But still, but that item cannot be used because that item still doesn't have. Maybe you can use the mitakin other items.
Transferring the.
You can't transfer the truma off of it.
Right.
That's serious. You can't transfer the truma off of it. Okay, but then the next case is what sort of what you're singing about is b'chal truma tahora lo yito. When it comes to truma tahora, basically lichachilu you shouldn't take it because we have the rabbanim worry about it. But if you did with the eved, you would be yotze. So what's the reason why lichachilu lo yito? So pligi ba Rav Ami Rav Asi. Again, Rav Ami Rav Asi have machlokas. What the reason is? Chadam Rav Neshim Achshira, the Chadam Rav Neshim Afsida. What happens when you have truma tahora? So one Mandarma says the reason why you can't do that is because with Neshim Afsida, by using an esrog of truma, what you're potentially doing is rubbing it out by holding it all the time, turning it brown, whatever it is, you can potentially diminish the value of the truma, which you're not allowed to do. Right? Rashi says Shem Afsida, it says, I'm just going to the after, I'll do Machshir in a minute. Shem Afsida, Mafsida Klipasa Hachitzona, Nim Etzet, Klipasa Hachitzona, Nim Eses, Bimishmus Hayadayim. Because the outer part of the esrog can start getting worn and gross because it's constantly being handled. But also la hafsa truma, you're not allowed to be mafsa truma. Right? You know, that's an esrog of truma. So that's why you shouldn't use an esrog of truma because maybe you'll be mafsid the esrog itself. The first mandarma says deisha machshira that you're machshirit. You know you machshirit. Rashi says machshira the kabel tuma. How exactly you machshir the kabel tuma? Rashi is a bit kiddush, I think. He says, Darmina b'masnising. We'll see later on in the Mishnah. It says, Mekabelas isha miyad b'na. A woman can take the esrog from her son, miyad b'ayla, u'machazeres l'mayim b'shavis. They used to keep the lulav in the water. Shayu shorin ha'aguda b'shavis. Kidei shlo yevashu. In order that it wouldn't dry out. So then therefore what happens, u'kishenogin b'esrog hok shalatumo. So you take the lulav out of the water, your hands are wet, you touch, the lulav is wet, it touches the esrog, which we're saying now is an esrog of truma, and it's now hooks on the kabel tuma. And Rashi says, you're not allowed to bring, truma legabe tuma. Right? He says, and ksiv ki yeti maimal zeva asa ligrom tuma le truma. The ksiv mishmer shtrumasi rachman asa le chashimor. You're not allowed to bring it the truma, the tuma, which is fascinating, because what you're doing here is you're not being metama it, you're bringing it one step closer to becoming the kabel tuma. It's hekshir tuma. Who says that the iser of bringing tuma to truma is the step before. It's just you're not going to make a tummy. But Rashi says in the case, no, even hukshir lekabel tuma because now you made it wet. That's a problem. So Rashi says basically the point is my dummy saying you shouldn't use an esrog of truma tahora because of the possibility that you'll make it hukshir lekabel tuma. The Miri argues. The Miri says it can't be that you're making it hukshir lekabel tuma. Must mean that you are actually making it tummy. But you don't have this one step removed when it comes to the Isra of making Truma Tameh. The Miri says what happens is you used to put the lulav in the Esrog, you put the lulav in the water, and then your hands are Shnayim Latuma, and then your hands, which are wet, will touch with the Esrog, will make the Esrog, will make it a Shlishi, because there is Shlishi when it comes to Truma. You seem befuddled.
Yeah, we're
going to
get to this later.
What's the why did a Shabbos thing?
That's the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Beis, because you're watering something.
And the rest of the week, you don't put it in water. Why is that the Shabbos?
He's proving from there that they used to put it in water all the time. But the chiddush of that Gemara is that they didn't. You were able to do it on Shabbos as well.
Right. Well, how do we do it on
Shabbos?
You stick it back in the water.
What we do is different. It's not what the Gemara says.
It's like a little
bit. It's a difference. They used to leave it in the water. People don't do it. I guess maybe we do.
Don't put it in water altogether because
okay. What people do now, I don't do anything with my lulav and esrog. I think it's all ridiculous. I think it's going to get dried or moist the same. This is the same way.
Exactly.
Keep it in a nice. Just go keep it in a dry area.
You
usually
don't
works.
So. You pick up the lulav.
First of all, we'll get to that on Daf Mem Beis is what they actually did. But this is that's the facts. That's what happened. Based on that facts, we're pulling out what Rashi says the problem is.
Just curious, why to go with Kabbal Isham Yad Benot?
Again, that's a Gemara and Daf Mem Beis. We'll get to that in Daf Mem Beis. You have to wait. You're gonna have to wait 7 days to figure out what the case is. The only thing that Rashi is pulling out from there is that they put it in water, and from that you have the Kabbal Tumah issue. Okay. So my Beinayu, what's the nafkamina between the reason why that you shouldn't take the Truma Tahora Esrog is because of Machshira or Machsida? What's the nafkamina? This one, Yossi, you're not gonna like. My Beinayu, Kegon Shekara Ala Shein Chutz Miklipasa Chitzona. The entire esrog, I say, is truma except for the outer shell. The outer part, somehow, you can recall truma only on the inner part of the esrog, not the outer part of the esrog. So there,
the outer part is the handle.
The handle. So the inner part is the rind. That's the edible part. So that becomes truma. And I said the outer part, which is not edible, is not truma. So you can figure out what the nafmina is. According to my Amr says that you're going to be mafsida, well, you're not going to be mafsid it. Because what you're being mafsid is not truma. According to my Amr says machshira, machshira, you're still being mafsid the entire thing, even the inside. Right, so see inside. My benayu, he goes to karal shame chutz mikli pasach chitzona. Leman da arab nation machshira. You have ika. You still have this reason because the rest of the esrog is still makabelch. It's still one unit. So if I get the outside wet, and it comes tameh, the inside also becomes tameh. But leman da arab nation mafsid the leka. You're not being mafsid truma because all you're being mafsid is the outside part. And the outside part is not considered truma. Okay.
So is that practical now? How do you think it was? You do 100 fruit and only the inside of the apples.
Hopefully, when we map his truma again, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yisrael could use that.
Yisrael could probably eat the inside. Yisrael can use the outside. He just can't use the inside. And now, the Mishnah said, but that's only lechatchila. That's not in the rice. That's just lechatchila. You shouldn't use it because those are only chashos. But me dira raisa in natal, if you did take the esrog of truma tahora, it's kosher. Why? Remember we said you have to either have a heterachila or heterachila plus vimamon. So lamanda of nation yishma heterachila hare yishma heterachila. The esrog has a heterachila. Many ways to learn it has a heterachila. Heterachila, you could say the kohen has a heterachila. Since the kohen has a heterachila, there is a heterachila that's chal on the esrog, and therefore anyone can use it. Or Rashi says vipnei yishma heterachila kohen, and he says v'yisrael nami nafik ba im lacha mikohen. A Yisrael can also have a heter achila if he buys it back from a Kohen and then gives it to his grandson.
As long as there is a way out.
Right, so I think the plus of what you're saying is once it has a heter achila for a Kohen, then there's a heter achila, a shame heter achila schal on this Esrog, and you can use it. And Lamanda Amar Lefisha Eimba Din Mamon, well, this has a Din Mamon. Yishba Din Mamon, why? Because the Kohen, I guess for the Kohen, it belongs to him. You give him a Kaddish woman with it, right? And Rashi says, Yishba Din Mamon. Right, says Kohen Mekadosh Basa Isha, the Yisrael Nami, and Yisrael also has a Din Mamon on it. Im Nasna Lo a Kohen, because if the Kohen gives it back to him, right, and Rashi keeps talking about when it comes back, if Yisrael gives it back to him, Kohen gives it back to him, Mekadosh Basa Isha, Umrochol a Kohanim of Adamim Shalom. If I'm Mafresh Truma, I give it to Kohen. Kohen gives me back the Truma, I give it to Kadosh a woman, and then I can just be then give the money, give the Truma to the Kohen, back to Kohen. I can have the value still exists. Tosos learns that when you're weighing Mati, it simply says. Once it has a heter for one person, it applies across the board. Okay. Right. So according to Tosos, so there's a shame. There's a shame heter achila on it. Fine. But there's a heter achila on it. Rashi goes like you. Rashi says, wait a second. That's only for Kohen. So he has to come up with these other ways where Yisrael can have it.
According to Rashi, there's a secondary Kohen market.
Yes. Rashi makes more sense like that when it comes to.
That's it. Not yet.
Okay. Vishel Demai. Also, when it comes to an Esrog Demai, the Mishnah said, if I buy Demai, which is something that's processed, brought from the Amaris, it's a suffix, whether they take the Ekimus or Maisos, the Shami say you may not use it as a, it's possible to use it as an Esrog, and Beis Hillel says you're allowed to use it as an Esrog. So, my Demai to Beis Hillel. Why? What is the reason for Beis Hillel that allow you to use Esrog of Demai? Right? This Esrog is Asr Achila, but it shouldn't get off the ground. Remember, according to Holodeos, you still need the Heter Achila. Heter Achila doesn't even get off the ground here. So he says, no, because there is a heter achila, similar to what Mati said before. Kevan, the boy mafli nichsei have an ani v'chazile. Because I could theoretically be mafkir all my nechassim, I become an ani, and an ani is allowed to eat demai. So since there's a potential for achila by somebody, since there's a potential for achila, I don't even know why I have to go on to the idea of that I have to be mafkir my thing. Since an ani can eat it, the Gemara should say, right? Just like say a kohen can eat it, just like an ani can eat it.
He's just expanding.
I think so. Tosso says.
Can't be demai the corrector too?
So Tosso says, okay, but right now it's not. Right now, you have no heter achila for it.
No, but it's something that's correctable. The demai is not forever. I mean, you could buy 10 esrogim, give one to
right, know, but we're talking about, we missed the beginning, but we're talking about right now. Look at it right now. Can I eat this item or not? In order to be, you also have to eat the item. If I correct it, it's not demai.
If you believe in Breira, then you can.
But that's a machlokas. B, that only came about on Erev Shabbos when you had no choice. Right, that's when they allowed that to happen. It wasn't stam during the week. You did that to be mafresh the tumas of my. So it's only because when you had no eitzah, that's when they allowed it to do it. But it's not pickle, right? So my time with the Beis Hillel. Right, Kevon, But I answered with a straight face.
I know.
Okay. So my tamar they say, well, came on the boy makrin lechase habi on the chazile. Hashtanami lachem karinim le. Therefore, it's considered yours because you have a heter achila. And how do we know that an ani can eat it? It's non. We have a mishnah in demai, the third parak in demai. Machilan es aniim demai v'esachsaniim demai. You can feed the aniim demai and the achsaniim. Machlokos achsaniim is Marashi explains. Achsaniim means the foreign armies that come in. You can feed the demai. You can get hanar from it because it's a gzeir only gzeir derabanan and the gzeir doesn't apply to aniim. Doesn't apply to the achsaniim. Well, Beishamai said lo achil. What they say that an ani can may not eat demai. So therefore, there is no heter achila when it comes to demai. Right, Beishamai ani lo achil demai. This non, because you learn that Mishnah, I quote the whole Mishnah. Vachin ani demai desachsayin demai. Vam Ravuna Tana, Ravuna says learning a brisa. Beishamai omrim em achil nasaniim desachsayin demai. Beishil omrim achil nasaniim demai desachsayin demai. The brisa has the same sheet of Beisham Hillel, but includes Beishamai, who says you may not feed the achsanya or the aniim demai. So according to Beis Hillel, you can use the Eshog of Demai, because it has a heter achila, because I can make myself an ani and therefore eat it. According to Beishamai, even if I made yourself an ani, you still can't eat it, because an ani itself cannot eat it. So therefore, it would be possible to be used for an Eshog, because it doesn't even get off the ground, because it doesn't have a heter achila attached to it.
What if you want to know? What do you say that it would be mafkir? Why can't they give it to an ani?
Right, that's what I asked. Tosos asked that. Tosos says, Dibrasu, Iboi, Mafkir, Nichse, he says, Lo habit tzarech lahaitaima. You don't need this tam. El mishum the yeshba heter achil ani kamo Yisrael the nothing we could truma the same thing by truma the cause of the kohen.
You have to establish why.
Right, but Tosis is saying you don't need that extra step of saying that it has a heter achila because I myself can become an ani and eat it. Right, it just says it has a heter achila because I can give it to an ani the same way I can give a truma to a kohen.
Right,
maybe that's why Rashi has to come on to his whole. His whole other secondary market issue, because otherwise it's not comparable. We have to finish Tosas, but I don't have time. Look at Tosas. Okay. Now, Shal Meister Sheni be Yerushalayim. An Esrog of Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim, which you've spoken about already, but Esrog of Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim, the Mishnah says, L'chachilu, it's lo yito, you shouldn't take it. So, Lamanda, Rav Nesha Machshira, according to the Man Damar, who says the reason, again, we had the reason why you couldn't do Truma. But according, the lichachilu shouldn't take it truma. So the same halacha applies to the maishani. Lamanda amar bnei machshira, hamei machshira. The same thing over here. You be machshir the kabel to the You now let it have maishani. You become tamei. And lamanda amar bnei shemafsida. So to here, you are mafsidik. So that's why the lichachilu shouldn't use it. But in natal b'diavad, if you took it, it's kshera. It's kasher. Why? Lamanda amar bnei shem heter achila. According to my damar says that you would need a heter achila. You only have to have a heter achila. Divrei hakol. According to everybody, you can eat it because you have a heter achila. Here, my shesheni Yerushalayim. Well, the man damer l'fisha ein ba din mamon. According to my damer, who says that you also have to have a din mamon in order to eat it. So that would only go hamani rabbanan hi. That would go according to rabbanan who hold that my shesheni is mamon bialim. But according to Rabbi Meir, like we saw earlier, it's not mamon bialim. So therefore, he would not permit you to use a my shesheni esrog because it's lacking lachem, because it doesn't have mamon bialim. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah was alto chazizis. If you had these chazizis, these like blemishes, these abubaos, they basically call them, like these bumps on the not the bumps that we have, the natural bumps, but these other growths on it. If you had these chazizis, then it's pasal, right? If it's on roll of the esrog. So Amar Rav Chizda says, Dabra ze Rabbeinu Hagadol Amaro, Rabbeinu Hagadol, I think which means Rav, right? That Rav said, and Haramako Miyebe Ezro, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu should support him, because what he says is the emes. Lo shanu, we don't say that the chazizis passels the esrog if it's on rove el mokum echad rat only if it's in one spot, if it's in one contiguous spot. Aval b'shnayim v'shloshim mekomos kasher. But if it's in a bunch of spots, you have an esrog menumar. Yep, sorry, excuse me, gave away the farm. If you have an esrog that has these chazizis on them, and even though it covers most of the esrog, but it's separated out, that would be kasher. The Gemara says that can't be. It says amar leah rava ader rava. That cannot be what he says, because if Bishnaim or Shloshim Makomos have like a manumar, if you have these chazizis in two or three in multiple spots, the esrog looks spotted. It's a manumar, namer. It looks like a spotted esrog, and that's puzzle. Upuzzle. So Eli Itmar, right, a seifa Itmar. Say it on the seifa. What's the seifa? The seifa says that if you have these ablavuos on the esrog, right, al miuto, it would be kosher, only on the not on the rove. On the miut, it's kosher. And then Rav Chizda, Dabas Rabbeinu go to Amar of the Makom Yebe Ezro, lo shanu that it's kosher if it has these spots, el of the Makom Echad. That's only if it has these spots in one area in the Esrog, and it doesn't amount to a majority of the Esrog. However, Aval B'shnayim U'Shloshim Mekomos, if you have these spots spread out on the Esrog in two or three or multiple places, even if it doesn't come to covering a majority of the esrog, it would still be pasul, because how they came in numa ru pasul, because then it looks like it's a spotted esrog, and it would be pasul. And Amar Rava, Rava says, if these bumps are on the chotmo, chotmo is the nose, so basically say the chotmo would be is the upper part of the esrog where it starts to slant, going up. It's wide on the bottom, and then there's a slant going up. Im al chotmo, then afilu v'mashu nami pasul. And even if it's just a mashu, just a small amount, it's also going to be pasul, because that is something that's nicker, and anyone can see it, I guess it's lacking in mohudr. All right, I want to go a little further, but we'll have to stop here. Not going to talk about the pitum tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.